Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Polvencia. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
Today's big idea is about disciple making. It should have always been the focus of the local church, but there's a major shift toward disciple making once again. Today, we're talking about the relevance of disciple making post-COVID. Hey, Drew, it's time to advertise.
This is my favorite part of each podcast.
Yeah, but we're not going to advertise the book any longer. Nobody cares.
I mean, I think you've sold a few copies at this point.
It's done. It's done. Put a fork in it, because right now we've got a new thing to push on you,
tell us, great listener. Please tell us.
No, I can't, because some of these people are fast-forwarding right now.
That's true.
No, stop fast-forwarding.
Stop the scroll.
Okay, now you're ready. Here's what we're going to advertise to you. That is the official membership of the Idea Network.
So originally it was called the Charter Membership.
Charter Membership was
limited to like 100 people, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And everybody, and only those who joined up in 2021. You say, man, I want to be a Charter Member. Well, too bad.
You can no longer be a Charter Member. However, you can be a part of the membership program.
That's right, an official member of the Idea Network. You say, but I listen to the podcast. You're not a member. Yeah, but I'm in that Facebook group. Not a member. Yeah, but I come to Idea Day. Not a member.
I bought swag off the store.
Not a member.
Yeah.
But that swag, by the way, is awesome stuff.
Pretty great.
Yeah. Official members are those who are joining the 2021 Charter Members in our membership program. What does that look like? Well, it looks like a monthly fee that goes toward the functioning of the Idea Network and allows the Idea Network to do the things that it does. With that membership, this is what you're purchasing. You're purchasing a weekly virtual roundtable with myself and other ministry leaders for the purpose of creating an environment to share collaborative ideas between Idea Nights, Idea Days, and Idea Summits. These virtual roundtables have been a refreshing time for so many of us. But not only that, you receive a swag box with all of the greatest merchandise Idea Network has to offer and the ability to get involved in member-exclusive events. What are these member-exclusive events? Well, like coming up here in January.
Yeah, so think of like if you go to like a big event and there's like this special meetup that nobody knows about, except for like this elite group of people.
These are the elites.
That's it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For example, this January, we're going to be going to San Antonio and doing a members-exclusive Idea Day. And it's a lot of fun. Where we're going to stay, very nice place right there on the river. What are we going to do and what are we going to eat? Really nice event. In fact, we're pretty excited, Jeremy, Kylie, and I, because it's one of the nicest events we've ever put on. But this is only for our members. Look, we want you to be supportive of the network, and you want to be supportive of the network, but there's a lot that comes along with it. We want you to be involved with the official membership of the Idea Network. All you have to do is go right to the website and look up membership and join us soon.
IdeaNetwork.church. Sign up there.
Welcome to this edition of the Idea Talks. Thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate you spending your time with us today. We have a very special guest today. He's the executive of Every Ethne, Doug. We're excited to have him on the podcast
today. Yeah, Doug Martin with ABWE, Every Ethne. But before we get to that, Drew, we're right around the corner from the Idea Days 2022. Are you excited?
It's getting close. I'm really excited.
Yeah, which one are you thinking about going to? Tampa or Chicago?
Probably Chicago. I grew up in Florida, so it's not
the
tropical escape as some might think it to be for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is for me. I mean, I go down there because it's only an hour and a half from Disney World. And in fact, I'm going.
That is so surprising about you.
Yeah, we're going to go. My daughter, Savannah, and I, we're going to go to the Idea Day. She's going to sit around and listen to a bunch of old men and women discuss ministry. And then we're going to go over and hang out at Disney World for 2 days. But then the week after, I'm going to be flying up to Chicago with my other daughter, Scarlett, hanging out with you. We're going to have a great time seeing the entire city. If there's one thing to do in Chicago, what do you think it should be?
Go to Giordano's Pizza and have a like 45-minute pie that they prepare for that.
Dude, it's so good. And if you do it, you better get that pic so you can put it on the gram of that cheese. You know what I'm talking about? They spread
Wisconsin
the cheese.
It's great.
It is so good. We can't wait to go. I'm trying to convince my daughter Scarlett to eat some Chicago dogs when we're there.
Okay.
Because there's a place called Portobello's, I think is Portobello. Yep. Is that what it is? Portobello's?
Never been, but I've
Portillo's?
Portillo's.
Portobello is a mushroom. Portillo's is a Hot dog place. Yeah. So good, man. So come out to the Idea Days. How can they sign up for an Idea Day, Drew?
Ideanetwork.church. Just go there. You have all the information and the links that you need to sign up. While you're at it, you might as well go grab some merch while you're at it. Get you a hat,
yeah.
Scarf, not a scarf, a beanie, a hoodie, or whatever. There's some great merch at ideanetwork.church/store. Go check it out. I sure would love to see some swag at some of these events.
Yeah, if you're going to go to Chicago, get that hoodie. That hoodie is so comfortable. I mean, it's like $50. Kylie, let's drop the price.
It's great.
No, it's expensive.
No, it's fine.
It's fine? All right, it's fine. Go get it. Prior to his current role, Doug, along with his wife Sharon, served in pastoral ministry for 10 years at churches in Michigan and Pennsylvania. The Lord then led them to Romania and Hungary with ABWE, where they served for 14 years as missionaries, a Romania country coordinator and Eastern Europe regional coordinator. So Doug's entire resume is extremely helpful into his current role. During that time, Doug also taught for 10 years as an adjunct professor at the College of Theology and Education in Chișinău, Moldova. Did I say that right, Chișinău?
Chișinău.
Doug received his Master of Divinity from Grand Rapids Theological Seminary, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Besides playing golf poorly, we need to add, and watching The Voice poorly, we might add, Doug is also best known for his creative thinking and kingdom collaborator with an ability to build and lead teams to accomplish things. And that is true. Doug is a great networker. In fact, the sweatshirt I'm wearing says Be the Church because he connected me to a good friend who has become a friend with his ministry, Be the Church, and with a discipleship partner that we have here at church, Scott.
Steve McCoy.
Yes, Steve McCoy, who has come and did a seminar for us. And so we love the collaboration that Doug has brought, not just to Southern Hills Church in Las Vegas, but also the Idea Network itself. And that really is the essence of what Doug does with Every Ethne. So let's begin with that first question. Tell us about Every Ethne Ministry and your primary focus.
Yeah, well, I think, and first, you know, thanks for having me on, Josh. Appreciate it. Appreciate knowing you the last couple of years and, you know, becoming friends. So one of, 22,000 now? Friends. So I'm glad to be one of them.
I just unfriended a few, but yeah, it's right under that 22,000 mark.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, you're wearing a Be the Church sweatshirt there and, you know, you've gotten connected with Steve McCoy with smallcircle.com. And I think that almost epitomizes, you know, who Every Ethne is and what Every Ethne does. And what we are about is we're about local churches and we're trying to figure out, you know, how can we best be on mission with the local church? Again, you know, the Lord isn't building his orphanage. He's not building his, you know, mission agency. You know, what he's building is the church. And so we're trying to figure out with Every Ethne, how can we best be on mission with you all? And one of those ways is by just trying to help identify, like, what do churches need? And one of the things we get to do is we get to look out and see, well, who's already out here, who's already doing it, and then say, look, you know, here's a resource that we've found. And so for Every Ethne, it's North America, it's churches in the United States, and it's churches in Canada. How can we be on mission with them? And then I guess I would use this phrase as well. It's how can we help, you know, churches like yours, Josh, how can we help you produce a greater harvest? So even all of the guys I have on my team that are in leadership, again, you know, some of their names, Thad and Claire and Rich, you've met a lot of these guys, you know, again, pastoral ministry for 18 years, 22 years, you know, we understand what church is, what it's like. And again, sometimes we're just a good sounding board, but if we can just help any church that would like our help and help them produce a greater harvest, not in a way that it's programmatic. It really is kind of more handcrafted. I mean, we're really listening and learning to, you know, what your specific needs are. And I would say the other thing that's probably unique about us, and again, I think this comes from being, you know, our heritage as a mission organization, that is we do have quite a bit of expertise in reaching all of these different people groups around the world. So one of my desires in coming back a little over 10 years ago to lead this ministry was, how could I take that expertise in reaching all these different people groups, Hindus, you know, Muslims, and as you mentioned, even, you know, LGBTQ, it's just, you know, different people group. And how could I package that? How could I turn that back and be a blessing to the local church? So if anybody knows about ABWE, the thing that they know is, hey, you know, we send missionaries overseas. And what they don't know is that the Every Ethne team is actually turning that back around and saying, look, how can we invest back in you as a local church? And again, not something that's pre-programmed, but listening to what your current needs are and seeing, you know, is there anything that we do or somebody else like Be the Church or somebody else like a Steve McCoy that we've come in contact with? So here we are, we're even out promoting, you know, people and resources that aren't even our own. Again, because for the one main reason, we're on mission with you. We don't expect you necessarily to be on mission with us. We're trying to figure out what help we can be. And that doesn't mean that we have every tool or resource, but we're finding ones out there that we can come along and help you with.
Now, we mentioned a few of those already, Doug, with Steve McCoy and that kind of stuff. But what are some specific ways you do come alongside the local church and try to help them?
Yeah, so there's really four different circles that we work in. The first inner circle is more about the church and leadership, pastor and leadership. And in that circle, we do have something we call our empowering leadership assessment. So we do a lot of assessments with churches. We're trying to handcraft things. And so we're just working with pastors. I think we've worked with about 60 on that empowering leadership. I still remember one of the pastors in Michigan. I did a follow-up with him. And I just said, hey, you know, how did that go? And he said, Doug, he said, man, I had a huge takeaway. Like, I realized through that my impact wasn't as great as it could be because I was just being a cheerleader. And really what they were wanting was that they were wanting me to be more of a coach, not just a cheerleader. Like, hey, yeah, that's good. Keep going. They're like, no, help me. How do I do this, you know, even better? He said, that was a huge takeaway for me by doing that, because now I'm going into meetings not just trying to cheer them on, they're wanting me to help them refine what they're doing, not just cheer on what they're doing. So that's the first circle. Second circle is, we just call it kind of like the people in your church. And again, I could call these also selfies. So we help pastors and churches take a selfie of their leadership to see how we can help them improve. The second one in that circle, about the congregation. So this is the people in the church. And so again, we take a selfie. We spent a good amount of money designing what we call our spiritual formation assessment. And really all that does is it takes a selfie of six areas of a person's spiritual life that then we sit down with the pastor and help them understand, look, here's where your people are telling you, you know, that they're struggling. Like, they're really not reading their Bible. Did you know that they're not in God's word regularly? And here's the stats. Or they're not engaging lostness around them. And, you know, here are the stats. So what it does is it gives the pastor a true starting point by taking that selfie of the spiritual life of the congregation. Then we can help map out from there maybe some actionable steps that they could take with some of our other resources. Again, one of the other resources that we use is My Circle. We have the Heart, Mind, and Soul seminar series. So, hey, we're not engaged. We have Muslims in our community, but we're not engaging them. All right, well, then let us help you engage them better. The third circle, honestly, we've been looking for some resources, so I'm going to put this out as a plea. The third circle in church and how it functions, like worship structure. Hey, if anybody has a good resource that they've used, we've researched a couple, haven't really found the right tool we think that we want to put our name behind, so we may have to create something. But hey, audience, you're listening in. Guess what? At Every Ethne, we're also learners. You know, we don't always have every answer, but if you know a guy, if you know a resource, you know, write to us at info@everyethne.church and say, hey, this one has been helpful for me in helping me as I look at the structure of the church or worship. Let me just tell you about the last set of tools that we have, which has to do with community. That's that last circle on the outside. And so, again, we try to take a selfie of your community through a demographic study that we've actually gone out and researched all the demographic studies that are out there. And our team actually spends quite a bit of time compiling information, sitting down with you and your leadership team to say, here's who lives here. And the biggest thing we want you to take away is we really want to paint a picture of lostness. And let me give you one example. So a church we did this with, they were already talking about, they wanted to build a bigger auditorium. They had about a 300 seat auditorium. They wanted a 500 seat auditorium and the amount of money it was going to take. And so as we were painting a picture of lostness, there were about 70,000 people that lived within, you know, like a 5-mile radius of the church. And they were the only church there, as I recall. And so we said, okay, so if you're able to reach, you know, 200 more people, what about the other 68,800? Like they're still lost. So what are you going to do? Like we're just asking questions, you know, so great. That's a great vision that you want to, you know, impact more people. Great. Praise the Lord. But what about the other 69,000, you know, 800, what about those people and what types of people are there? Is your church going to be enough to reach the Vietnamese that are living in your community, to reach the Asians, to reach the Hispanics, to reach all these other different people groups? What's it going to take to reach them? So again, if we can help paint a picture of lostness to say, look, here's who really lives here, then we can help churches begin to craft strategies to actually reach lost people.
So the ID Network is just absolutely filled with revitalizers, men and women who are desperately passionate about revitalizing the church that they're in, right? They're in Idaho and they're down in Arizona and they're out in Florida and they're doing everything they possibly can to revitalize and bring new life and excitement back into the church. And they're doing the basics. They're spending time with God. They're pleading for revival and renewal before the throne of God. But practically, they may not be aware of kind of some foibles, some problems, some situations in the church that they need to be aware of. And that's where the assessment seems to come in. Every ethne is able to come in and say, hey, let us help you see your situation with fresh eyes and maybe help you address your congregation with a fresh voice so that we can say, let's address some of these issues. And so there's some guys right now who have been thinking to themselves, man, with my church of 70 people, my church of 120 people, this kind of assessment process, Josh, these things that professionals come in and they try to assess the problems, that's just way beyond my reach. I can't afford to do that. I'm not sure that our church would be okay with that. But you're telling us, no, this is very accessible. The pastor listening right now could literally contact every ethne and say, I need an assessment. What would that process look like for them to walk through that with you, Doug? How would they, what would they need to do?
Yeah, you can just reach out to us at info@everyethne.church and just say, hey, I heard about your spiritual formation assessment or your demographic study assessment or the empowering leadership assessment. Even if you don't know which one, just say, hey, I heard about your assessments and, you know, we'll pick up a phone and we'll give you a call. We'll spend some time with you helping you understand, you know, what the assessments are, what they do. And then let's just pick spiritual formation assessment. So we would then set up a unique link. It's literally only about 50-some questions, 53 if I'm not mistaken. It takes about 10 minutes to do. We actually had a PhD in statistical analysis design it for us. So we just didn't throw this together at the last minute. So we would set that up for you. We would set up the time when you're going to do it. Again, we can, and our team would actually walk through that with you. So when would you like to do it? Usually we say, hey, you know, over a 2-week time period. I know we've had pastors that said, you know, this is so important that we're going to take 10 minutes at the end of the service. We're going to have printouts of the 53 questions that they can hand in. We're going to have a link on the screen that they can go in, they can do it. We're just going to ask people to do it, you know, before they leave the service. And again, because it only takes about 10 minutes, you know, we've got a good amount of people. And you really try to get, you know, if you can get to about 60% of your congregation that will participate, anything over that, I mean, it's going to be, you know, additional clarity, but you're going to have you're going to get a good selfie. You're going to really understand, you know, what's happening. From there, we take that information. We calculate it. We set up a debrief time with the pastor and go over the results and even talking about things that you can celebrate and things that, you know, you might need to work on. And again, because my team is primarily made up of pastors, you know, they're going to come with some ideas and even how other churches, you know, have taken, you know, steps going forward, or at that point, then recommend a resource based on, you know, the results that we see. So sometimes, honestly, maybe a total of 6 weeks start to finish by contacting us and us setting it up and, you know, you doing it and, you know, us getting the results and then having a follow-up meeting, you know, about 6 weeks is about all it takes.
You know, this last summer, Drew, we had Paul Davis come and preach, which is the president of ABWE, came and preach at Southern Hills. And when he did, ABWE graciously provided an isographic survey of our community. And in doing so, it was really extremely healthy. It was brought before our lead team of pastors. We made some decisions about even our future building project based upon the fact that we realize how many children in our community, how young the families are, and how important it is to provide enough children's ministry space. And this would not have been known necessarily at the detailed level that it was if it weren't for this isographic survey provided by Every Ethne. So we're grateful. We are not only encouragers to be involved with this, we've been part of the product ourselves, and we would encourage you to do so. The cost, though, Doug, I mean, is this a prohibitive cost for a lot of people?
Well, I sure hope not. You know, as we were doing this, we don't see ourselves in a contractual relationship with churches. And so we just see it as a partnership. But, you know, being a smaller team with, you know, limited resources ourselves, we said, well, what could we do so that we just wanted to identify, you know, that a church has skin in the game? Because, you know, if we throw it out there, you know, people will use it, but then, I mean, they'll have us do it, but then they're not interested in using it. So literally the cost for the spiritual formation assessment is like $99.
Wow.
I would have to do about 600 of those just to break even with the money that we already have spent, you know, in it. So we're just hoping at some point, you know, in about 5 years, you know, we can break even maybe. But this is not, let me say that again, this is not a moneymaker for us. This is, again, just being on mission with the church. So, and at that, you know, if you're really a small church and you're really struggling, we've given these away, you know, for free. I mean, if you're a larger church and you have a large budget, hey, help us out, you know, throw us a bone, you know, type of thing.
Well, I love it. It really is a ministry of Every Ethne, and it's such an awesome thing. So, and that's what I wanted to get across to the audience. It's not that this is a major line item in next year's budget. And genuinely, if you're a church planter right now, a revitalizer, you like, hey, really, that $100, contact me personally. Josh Theist, email me. I will help you take care of that. I want to make sure that you have access to this resource in a very, very easy and obvious way. Now, for a lot of larger churches, even some medium-sized churches and some smaller churches, these heart, mind, and soul seminars, they really have become extremely beneficial, don't you think?
I mean, that's the feedback we're getting. So I know as we've been out, we've done the Muslim seminar now for a number of years. We've probably had close to 10,000 people through it, a number of churches. You know, I still remember one church that we did this for, runs about 1,000. They had about 300 of their members come out. And the pastor just said, you know, we have this immigrant, you know, migrant community that's kind of moved in, and our people just, you know, it was down in the South. They just said, he said, you know, our people just are kind of fearful, you know, to actually reach out. So they had me come down and do it. Just normally it's about a 4-hour seminar. Just said, well, I'll give you an hour and a half. Great. Well, we'll take an hour and a half. And so we did it. About 6 months later, I saw the pastor, and I mean, he was just like, Doug, you are not going to believe. Like, literally, like already, not everybody, but some of the people in the church, they're already reaching out, you know, to people in this, you know, neighborhood of, you know, immigrants. He said, not only that, we've actually seen like Muslims, like ladies in like their hijab, you know, coming to the church. And get this, our church doesn't even think anything about it anymore. They just think that's normal. And like, well, pastor, that's fantastic. That's awesome. Great. I'm so happy. Well, I see him about 4 or 5 months later. Now it's about 9 months post doing this 1.5-hour seminar. And oh, Doug, you're not going to believe it. He said, we have just seen our first Muslim convert. And again, this is a pretty predominantly white, you know, church in the South. And here they are getting excited about reaching people that aren't like them. And now seeing their very first Muslim convert. 2 months after that, I have the missions director, the mission director's son, played semi-pro baseball. He's in my office. And this is what he told me. He said, Doug, he said, that seminar changed the culture of our church. I got to be honest, Josh, I'm thinking, what? A 1.5-hour seminar changed the entire culture of your church? You know, that's a pretty good seminar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, along with the seminars and the assessments, Doug, I think you know, sometimes if you're a leader of any size organization, eventually you're staring at the same problem too long where you almost become blinded about the opportunities you have. So to have this third party objective assessment come in and try to be honest with you and ask you questions, right, that they have to answer, even though they're tough questions, I think is invaluable. Can you share a couple examples of, you know, you already shared this one church in the South about reaching the Muslims. Is there other stories you have to share with their audience just about how every ethnic maybe transformed some churches in this way?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, when we did the demographic study for a church in Ohio not too long ago, we sat down with them, and you know, one of the things that the demographic study revealed for that church, again, because what you're trying to figure out is who's in your community, not who's in somebody else's community. A lot of times we program things because it was successful at another church, and it's like, but you have different people, and even the believers in your church are at a different stage than believers at another church. So figuring out where your believers are is crucial. And if you're looking at reaching your community, well, then again, figure out who lives there. So we do the demographic study. We're sitting down, walking through the data. And what the data showed in this particular community in Ohio around this church was that nearly 60% of the families were one-parent families. And what happened was the leadership started discussing, and they started looking at the types of programs, you know, like for kids, that they were offering to try to reach kids. And it wasn't our conclusion. It was the leadership's conclusion by seeing this data that they said, you know what? All of our children's ministries are built for two-parent families, and that's not who lives here. So if we want to reach, you know, single-parent families, we need to think, how do we help single parents and kids? And he said to us, that survey that we did with you guys, that changed the way that we do ministry at our church because of that survey.
Absolutely love it. This is the type of thing that really can get us excited at ID Network, because we're all about innovation. We're all about moving forward. We're all about what is the creative new idea that can really help me to advance the message of the gospel that never changes. And here, these resources are literally at our fingertips, but not because we created them, but because we're partnering with Every Ethne. And I want to encourage you, as a member of the ID Network or somebody who's been involved with the ID Network for years, reach out to Every Ethne and get involved with this. Now, Every Ethne is one of many kingdom ministries, right? God is doing some incredible things around this nation, around this world. But I'm interested in knowing from your perspective, what makes Every Ethne unique, different from similar ministries?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking that, Josh. I think what makes us unique first is that our focus is not on us, it's on you as pastors. I mean, I really can't emphasize that enough. I mean, when you meet with a lot of different ministry leaders, it's, well, hey, we have this tool and you need to use it and here's how it helps. And honestly, we're not here to sell you our tools. In fact, as I mentioned before, what makes us different is Every Ethne is not just looking at our tools and resources. We're trying to figure out what the best tool and the best resources. So as we're talking to a pastor and he says, Doug, here's my problem, you know, or Thad, here's my problem. You know what? Hey, we know a resource that might be of help because you've pinpointed the problem. If you don't know how to pinpoint it, we have assessments to help you pinpoint the problem. And, or here's the other thing. And again, Josh, you're wearing the shirt and you've already demonstrated it for us. This is what makes us different. It's, again, it's not about us, it's about you. So it's not only the tools and resources we have, but it's who do we know? And I always say my favorite line is from Ocean's 11, where Andy Garcia and George Clooney are talking. And he's like, hey, if there's any job pulled on the West Coast, like, I know a guy. And Andy Garcia says, you know a guy. Like, that's the best you can do. But with Every Ethne, it's like, you know what? We don't necessarily do that. Like, we have some tools and resources, but Josh, I know a guy. Like, we're going to give you our best connection, our best relationship, like the person we know that's out there, because again, it's about you and not about us. And that really is one of the things that makes Every Ethne unique from other ministries. We're not just peddling our own resources. We have them. If they're helpful, great. We'll help you use them. If they're not, no problem. What do you need? And then we'll try to help you figure out how you can make a connection with someone or some resource that does that well.
I love it. We're autonomous in so many ways. We're independent in so many ways. And as a pastor, nobody wants to steal that type of autonomy or independence away from you and your local congregation. But what I've learned is just because we're independent doesn't mean don't necessarily need to be interdependent. The opportunity of reaching out and networking with other ministry leaders in this country so that they can help you accomplish what God has put on your heart and your vision for your local ministry. And those many of those resources are available with every ethne, which is really, truly exciting to me.
Well, Doug, thanks very much for spending some time with us today on the podcast. For those who are listening to the podcast or they want to recommend your ministry to their friends or their other ministry leaders around them, how can our listeners stay in contact with you or connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, you can go onto our website, everyethne.church, and see just who we are and our team and all those kinds of things. And then again, I just refer you back to, you know, the one email address that you can reach out to us at. And it's just info, at every ethne, E-V-E-R-Y is every ethne, E-T-H-N-E, all one word, dot church. And again, that ethne, you all know, has to do with Matthew 28:19. You know, it says, make disciples of all nations. That's that panta ta ethne. And so again, think about us as a mission organization. We're coming alongside. We're helping you cross cultures without crossing borders and just helping reach all the people groups, because again, nearly 500 of those different people groups live right here, you know, within our own borders. And we just want to see if we can help you. So again, info@everyethne.church is an easy way to reach out to us.
Thanks, Doug. We appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Drew.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.